Welcome into the Grace One Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. It is day 23, and on this day, I'm going to talk just a minute about traditions, making sure traditions don't get in the way of us following the Word of God. I was in Matthew chapter 15, my daily Bible. In verse 3, it says, Jesus replied, "And why do you, by your traditions, violate the direct commandments of God? For instance, God says, honor your father and mother, and anyone who speaks disrespectfully of father or mother must be put to death. But you say it is all right for people to say to their parents, 'Sorry, I can't help you, for I have vowed to give to God what I would have given to you.' In this way, you say they don't need to honor their parents, and so you cancel the word of God for the sake of your own tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. For he wrote, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas as God's commands from God.'" I was looking online and I found this article that said 30 American traditions from famous to unusual. These are American traditions, right? That are kind of exclusive to our culture. One was Sunday family dinners. While it may seem outdated to some, many traditional American families enjoy regular Sunday family dinners with extended family members. In other cultures, multiple generations live together in the same household. Since Americans don't tend to live in multi-generational households, weekly extended family dinners are a way to connect with grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. Maybe some of you do that. Baby showers. Throwing a baby shower for a pregnant friend or family member is an American custom for almost every family. People play games and watch the mom-to-be open gifts as a way to celebrate the impending birth. Baby showers are common in some countries, but in other cultures, it can be bad luck to give gifts before a baby is born. Opening gifts in front of the giver, from birthday parties and baby showers to holidays such as Christmas, people in the U.S. consider it customary to open a gift in front of the person who gave the gift. This gives the giver a chance to see your reaction and receive immediate thanks. In some countries, opening a gift in front of the person who gave it to you is offensive because it makes you look greedy. Hugging or shaking hands. When Americans greet strangers and colleagues, they almost always shake hands. When people in the U.S. greet close friends and family members, they hug. Americans do not generally kiss one another than a partner or child is a greeting. The Bible does say greet one another with holy kiss. So you can go on and on. Bachelor parties was mentioned in here. Wearing shoes in the house. 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and there's a lot of these things that they're just talking about. So anyway, what happens is no matter what culture you live in, where you're from, what country, is all of our cultures have these traditions that we value, and some are very, very important more than others. And they begin to get so important that they begin to like interweave with our relationship with God. And they can be not good. They can be good and they can be not good. I think of, you know, being a Christian, getting saved in the late 90s as a Christian and the traditions that were in the church. So I didn't grow up. I'm like an Assembly of God pastor. I am. But I didn't grow up in the Assembly of God. So I'm not familiar with their traditions. So when I got saved and became a part of Assembly of God Church in terms of vocation, you know, I didn't know all the traditions and how they did things and programs and things like that. Nothing wrong with their traditions or their programs. I just didn't know them. But I did figure out, man, if I didn't do some of them correctly, people would get really mad. And it was kind of like, well, I didn't know. All that to say is Jesus is confronting them in the scripture here saying, like, you guys are like treating tradition like it's the Bible, like it's the Word of God. And this isn't just a tradition. You know, going back to the example of when I got saved in the church, and since then, music has always been a big thing. And so, you know, there's been the era where we sang hymns and then choruses and modern worship. And there was a time when, you know, the piano and the organ were the two primary instruments of the church. And then all of a sudden, and at that time, like if you had drums or like electric guitars, that was ungodly and horrible. And then now all of a sudden there's that. You know, which, and you know, people had the perspective, some had the idea perspective that like, whoa, this isn't even biblical. This is ungodly. This is of the devil. It's like, well, who said that? Where does that say that in the Bible, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, so what we're getting at today is Jesus is like, hey, what's most important is your relationship and your heart with me. And secondly, that you follow the word of God. because you can get caught up in people's opinions, people's traditions, but you know, those don't matter. What matters is the Word of God. So that's my big challenge today, is every generation, we can get caught up in our traditions, and then we begin to value them so much so that we equate them with sometimes the Bible and godly living. And Jesus seems to be opposed to that from the scripture and the Word of God. He's like, listen, you can do all the traditions, you can do all the stuff, but if you honor me with your lips and your hearts are far from me, that's what's most important. And that's something I've grown to consider in my journey of faith this far, is like, you know, my heart being right with God, that's what matters. And I could do all the religious things. I can play the part. I can speak the part. And listen, now that I've been in Christianity for a while and in church for a while, I can play the part, bro. I can play it, but I want to live it. And I want to make sure that my heart is right with God. So make sure, that's the beauty of knowing the Word of God, because we can be like, you know, sometimes there's things I see the church doing, speaking, saying, holding such value to, and I can be like, where's that in the Bible? Like, I don't see that in the Bible. And I got to be careful in my own life before I, you know, call anyone else out. So make sure that your lips and your heart right with God, that you're staying focused on the Word of God and not on religion and tradition. That's my word to you on this day. Keep reading the Bible. You're making me work. I'm going to have to get creative here. I got lots more videos to make. So let's keep reading the Bible together. Amen. Talk to you tomorrow.